Okay, so hello everyone, I'm Sergio Pastor Pérez, and today I'm going to present to you Blue, a generic build system crafted entirely in Guile. We've been developing this project over the past year alongside my friend Olivier Dion, which is actually the scheme wizard behind many of the features I'm going to showcase to you today. We don't have much time, so let's go. Let's jump straight in. Let's start answering the question of what is Blue. For that, I'm going to give you an overview of the project, and later we will get into detail. So Blue is a build system. It's a build system that supports project configuration, it supports goal-driven declarations, and it supports command-based actions. It's also a command dispatcher. You can define your own commands, but you don't need the boilerplate of a configuration-based system. Here you can see that if you don't need a configuration, you don't add it. And later we will see examples in detail. So, more importantly, it is a framework. It's a framework to make your own build system. You can define your own buildable objects, and you can let Blue know what to do with them. So, you may ask, why another build system? And the answer is because it is minimalist and self-contained. In the image, you can see the dependencies of the Blue package. At the top of the image, you can see that there is only one direct dependency of the package, which is Guile. This means that Blue bootstrap itself. So the build system for Blue is Blue itself. Blue is goal-based. You ask what you want. In the slide, you can see that we are asking for a C binary. And Blue will figure it out. Will figure out how to do it. It will understand what flags it needs to pass to create this type of object. Blue is extensible. It's extensible through the Guile object system, which provides us method overriding, redefinitions, and inheritance. We also have user-defined commands that can override built-in commands that we provide. So if you don't like the defaults that we provided, you can change them. There will be a plugin system that is yet to be done, and it will allow for changing things such as the custom build scheduler that Blue has. You will be able to replace it for your own. There is also a stencil system that I will showcase later. There is also project serialization that allows to build external UIs. And we also have an auto-completion engine to improve the shell integration. So let's start with an example, a Hello Blue example. We start with a blueprint.scm file. This is similar to what a makefile is for make. The blueprint is a container for gathering the Blue project description. We start by importing a stencil. A stencil is a Guile module that provides a set of buildable types and utilities that simplifies the description of a common pattern. This example is going to be a C example, so we import the C stencil. That gives Blue knowledge of a C binary. So we start by defining a hello library, which is a C binary that takes a hello.c input and produces a static libhello.a library. We also define a C binary object that is the hello. It will output the hello artifact, and it takes as its inputs a main.c file and the library object we just defined. You can also define your own commands, which are actions that Blue can execute. And we gather everything together into a blueprint object that describes the Blue project. So now let's try to build this project that we just described. As you can see, I got an exception. This is because the C stencils that we used requires a configuration step. This is a decision of the stencil, but it's not mandatory. You can see that there is an exception that gives a nice error message with a hint reminding the user that probably he forgot to configure. So let's do it right. Here we do Blue configure build, the standard workflow that many of you will be familiar with AutoTools, and it does the configuration and the build. And you can notice that the commands can be chained with a double dash. This allows us to have commands that can take arguments. So in this example, I'm defining a Geeks command that is just a Blue command that invokes a Geeks subprocess. And the arguments can be passed directly to this subprocess. So you, some of you may think, what if my project needs stateful data, such as standard directory variables like the prefix, bindir, or C flags, or other types of stateful data. So for that, we introduce the configuration object, which is a configuration, which is an object to store this type of data. In the slide, you can see an empty configuration. We can add variables in the variables slot, which takes a list of variables. In this example, we are defining a version variable that takes a string, but we are also defining a CFlags variable that can be something more complex, such a procedure that, depending on your host, decides what are the flags that you need. We can also introduce project dependencies. So we have a slot for dependencies that takes a list of dependencies. Since we are building a C project, we take a list of C dependencies. Blue will ensure that these dependencies are met. Here you can see an exception of Blue telling us that it could not find the SDL2 dependency, and it gives us a message explaining why it could not find it. So now let's make a configuration example, an example that uses this configuration object. We start with a white canvas, an empty blueprint. We add our buildable object. And now we add, we configure the C flags. The C stencil that we are using provides a default C flags, but in this case we want to override the default and set the C flags to the O3 optimization. We add also a dependency. For that, we include the dependency module that brings Blue the knowledge of a C dependency. To the list of dependencies, we add this C dependency, and we specify at line 24 that the buildable object that we just defined requires this external dependency. So this is easy, but how can we make use of this configuration? So let's define a command that makes use of these configured variables that I just showed you. This is just an information command that prints a string to the stdout. And we are referencing the different variables that are available to us, such as the source directory, build directory, the prefix, the CFlags, and the like. We add this command to the list of commands, and we try to run it. If you pay attention, there is a configuration step where we are setting the prefix to a particular directory, the hello install in the temporal directory. And at the end of the screenshot, you can see that the prefix has been updated. So now, we need to speak about delete computations, because some of you may have noticed that there is some strange syntax that you are not familiar with, which is this combination of characters. And this is what we call a delay computation. A delay computation is an expression evaluated at runtime. We have two steps. We have a configuration and later running of commands. Configuration is also a command. And the configuration creates some state that we want to make use later when we are running other commands. So for simplifying these type of expressions, we have these delay computations, the tilde expression, which is the first one on the list that you have here, is to create the delay expression. Later we have the question mark to retrieve a value of this stateful data, for example, a symbol, the CFlags, the prefix, and we also have an expression to undelay an expression. So within a delay computation, we can tell the Blue to execute the expression now and do not wait until a later point after the configuration. Let's delay an expression. This is more or less the expansion you will get. You just need to know that this is something that will be evaluated later when we are running, not when we are configuring. So if we make a more complex expression, that is a delay expression that retrieves some values, you will see that the expansion gets much more complicated. This is not for you to understand. It's just to showcase that thanks to this mechanism, we can tame a lot of complexity, and we can simplify these type of descriptions. So I want to draw some similarities. In Makefile, many of you will be familiar with the assignment operator that assigns variables in a lazily evaluated way, and the expansion does not happen until they are used. In Geeks, we have the expressions, and in Blue, we have delay computations. So one last remark. Delay computations are much more than variable expansion. They bring the power and expressibility of Guile. And they can be serialized to disk. This means that later they can be loaded. and evaluated. Now let's speak about backtraces. Many of us make mistakes, and we made improvements to the Guile compiler, the Guile. Oliver actually made some of these improvements. And now, if you make a typo, such as in this example, I'm introducing a variable I don't exist. This variable is unbound. When we try to run it, we get this type of backtrace. It's telling us, while running command info, there is an unbound variable I don't exist. At line 17, in this particular column, highlighted by the red arrows, we get the backtrace that showcases the path that led to this exception. If we look back, we see the full full backtrace with the, these are backtraces. We also have help menus that are interactive, you can click the different elements and they are hyperlinks. They will bring you to the commands that you have defined, and they understand user-defined commands, not only built-in commands. We also have replay functionality, so if we introduce an error, this I introduce a variable that does not exist, and when we build it, GCC throws an exception, and we can run replay to get a log of the failed objects, and we can try to replay them individually without going through the full build graph. There is also a preference system. A preference is a setting that the user can customize to set some customization of the to customize some aspect of Blue. You can define them globally, you can define them project locally, and you can also define them in an environment variable. There is also a big focus on extensibility. So we have an inheritance system where we can define buildable objects. In this case, we are defining a text info buildable that extends the buildable class, and we can add additional slots. And here I want you to pay attention that we have a type system, so you can specify that these slots are strings or a list of strings. There is also method overloading. Blue knows how to build a manifest, build a buildable, but it doesn't know how to build our text info buildable. So we overload the method that Blue uses for building, and we say that a buildable text info object, it takes an input, it could be a list of inputs, it takes an output that could also be a list, in our case it's only one, and we make a manifest, which is what really tells Blue what to do with this object. We have a header, which is the progress indicator that Blue will print, and we have also an action that generates the artifact. There is also blue.el, which is an Emacs interface that we created with the data serialization mechanism. We have a blue run command, which is a completion read interface with a smart completion based on the serialized data. There is also a transient menu that gets built dynamically. There is nothing hard-coded here. From the serialized data of the blueprint that is in a JSON format, we create these menus. There is also a replay Magit style menu interface with foldable sections, clickable buttons. And we also provided Git support. We have the Blue Box channel, which introduces the Blue build system, which has a peculiarity, which is that with the Blue keyword, we can specify a relative path. So the build system does not introduce Blue as a dependency, and it can use the local sources to bootstrap Blue itself and build your project in an embedded situation. There is also subfaces, which is we can specify a list of Blue actions, Blue commands, and then they will get translated into Geek's faces. This gets injected. So this allows the user to not have to do with transformations. So let's speak about the roadmap. Currently, we are in the pre-alpha stage. This is because we want to stabilize the API. So we would like to get your feedback for the alpha that we are about to release. Later, we will do a beta release where we hope to have a more stable API. And finally, we will target a release candidate. The current features is that it's purely written in Guile without additional dependencies. You saw the replay functionality, the configurable preferences, the auto-completion engine, that I could not show because I did not have time to open a shell. There is also the serialization data to create these external UIs. It's not only limited to Emacs, you can do it, you can use it in other editors. There is an extensible an extensible typing system. There is hash based of buildable objects, but also timestamp based tracking of the inputs and outputs. And there is also a configuration based on system discoverability. So this is like the dependencies that could not be met based on the current environment where you are running. The next features is going to be to implement build graph traversal API that will allow many things that I don't have time to cover now. And we also plan to create some exporter of the build system. Yeah, okay.
Great timing, Seth.
Yeah, so, and that's it.
So the other speaker will set up.
Okay.
You can ask the questions. Please repeat the question.
What?
Repeat the question. If somebody asks a question, yes, repeat.
Okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, one of the constraints I've had with Make is that sometimes a given compilation produces two outputs and you'd like to have rely upon those independently. And you can't describe that in Make. The target is always one thing. Is that an aspect that you've addressed in your system?
Yes, I did not have time to show you, but we can have multiple outputs. So each buildable object that is not limited to just a string output. You can have a list of outputs that the build system will track. Yeah.
What about Windows support?
The only dependency is Guile, so this is a question for the maintainers of Guile.
Do you have a workflow for incrementally porting a build from an existing tool?
I'm not sure if I understand that.
So if I'm building my system with an existing build tool,
yeah,
and I want to incrementally port to Blue, so I want to
I don't think you can do it incrementally. I mean, you can use Blue to build parts of your project. You could use it for some subdirectories, but it cannot read a make file. As a language-specific build system?
For example, in Git's series 49 build systems, can it be abstracted if they use only one tool? You can build everything else.
I don't think that would make much sense because, you know, it's really a replacement for auto tools. So there is no way without changing the sources of the thing that you want to build to make use of Blue to build these things, especially because you need to let Blue know what are the things that you want to build. So you need to specify your buildable objects, for example, text info, your tarballs maybe, your Rust buildables. So you will have to do some coding in Blue. It won't understand the different build system requirements that we have.
Thank you.
Okay.